Welcome back, family. This is your boy D. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, listen, that just simply means, and hey, family, I'm back with another one. This is one that I got pinged on, and someone asked me, hey, D, when should a project manager be assigned to a project? I said, that's a great question. When should a project manager be assigned to a project? Now, family, there's a different ways that we can tackle this. My project nerds out there, follow along and watch where I'm going with this before you jump in the comments and say, no, that shouldn't happen. That should be that way. Just hear me out, please. This is my thinking, family. When a project manager should be brought on is at the foundation. I personally believe if a project sponsor is about to fire a project, the closer that the project manager can get to the beginning stages of the project, the better it will serve the project manager in the long run. What do I mean by that? I'm so glad you asked. Ideally, when a project manager is authorized on a project is normally when the project charter is initiated and signed off by the project sponsor. And as I mentioned before, the project team or the project manager. The reason why that happens is I wish it would happen before. I wish it would happen during the business case scenario when the project sponsor is working on the business case and working on what the vision is of the project. Because see, when you understand where you're going, it really won't hurt you, because now you have the opportunity to provide feedback, because you may have experience in this particular, because you know a project is unique, but there may be some uniqueness that you may have learned from your previous projects that you've led before. So I always say the earlier the better, but technically, if we're going by PMBOK, is normally when the project charter is initiated. But the earlier you can get the project manager on board, it creates that clear understanding. As I was talking about, it allows the project manager to understand what are the project objectives, what is the scope, what are some of the requirements, potentially even being able to identify what are some of the risks and challenges before the project gets in front of the stakeholders, the major group of stakeholders. And when I say major, I'm meaning the people that are actually going to be supporting and actually doing the work. The better you're prepared, the better success you'll have, and your team will trust you more, and they'll lean on you more, because they trust that you know what you're doing, not thinking what you're doing, but you know what you're doing. Another reason that the earlier you can get the project manager involved is allows the project manager to do proper planning. Let me say that again. It allows the project manager to do proper planning. What does that look like? Proper planning, as you know, I'm about to go to it. So if you already know it, put it in the comments. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So being able to do proper planning as a project manager really allows the success for you as a project manager, as well as for the project team collectively. There's a lot of times I've been on projects where I've wanted to plan properly, but it was such a rush. And then I was like, well, if we're such in a rush, well, let's just leverage a scrum framework and just run sprints versus running this whole waterfall. And it was like, no, we want to do it this way. And I'm like, so what do you do as a project manager in that state? See, you can have these early conversations like that when they want to do a certain framework or methodology. You can push back as a project manager and say, hey, that won't align based on what you're sharing with me and my expertise. I'm not saying it won't work, but I'm saying I believe this will work better. So you can have that courage and stand there and stand there with confidence. And after a while, you know, when you've been working with your project sponsor on various different projects and gaining their trust and having that courage, you develop relationships. Listen, I don't care what anyone tells you on this YouTube sphere. Relationships in project management is key. You cannot come into I don't care who you are, come in like I've heard this saying, as a bull in a china shop, or as someone that's demanding of someone but then demeaning them at the same time. You just can't do that, because you have to be able to build relationships. And if you're not able to build relationships within project management, this may not be for you, because project management is 100% people driven. There's nothing, I can't say it any different. Like, you know, the more, the bigger the project, or even, I shouldn't even say the bigger, the smaller, your medium size to even large projects, they all require one thing: people. And because they require people, you have to ensure that you're building the proper relationships with people. Maybe sometime you go out for coffee, or go out for lunch, or pick up the phone and just call. Hey, how are you doing today? I don't want to talk about anything work related. I want to talk about you as a person. I want to understand you as a person. I want to understand what gets you excited about what you do day to day. I want to understand, what don't you like? I remember my mentor gave me a framework of, I'm going to call it SSC. So the S stands for, what do we need to stop doing? Give me three things. What do we need to start doing? Give me three things, or you know, one to three things. And what do we need to continue to do? See, these are the type of conversations you can have when you're building relationships with people, of understanding as a project manager, hey, what's working here? And what's not working? And what do you think we need to do? You know, what do we need to start doing that we're not doing to make this project more effectively? And when you're building those relationships and actually taking what that person is saying and leveraging and using it, it's also building confidence in them that you believe and trust in them. I hope you enjoyed today's content. This has been your boy ED. Until next time, I'm out.